That's a beautiful song, isn't it? Amen. Thank you, ladies, so much. I'm going to preach the next few Sunday nights on getting a grip on your emotions. Getting a grip on your emotions. And we'll just start with A tonight and deal with something that a lot of people have problems with, one way or the other. Either they're hot-tempered, or something has happened in their life and they're bitter about it, they're angry about it, they cannot forgive, they will not forget. And so the first thing we want to deal with tonight is the subject of anger. The answer to anger. Some people make excuses for their anger, don't we? Many times we make excuses for it, and we'll say, and you've heard me say something like this before, well, it just runs in my family. Believe it or not, there's some Baptists that are like a loaded shotgun with a hair trigger. You wouldn't believe that about Baptists, would you? They're just ready to shoot. And some are not quite there, but some are close to it. And they'll say something like this, oh, well, my anger only lasts for a little while, and I'm over it. Well, so does a tornado. But in that little while, a tornado can cause a lot of damage, all kinds of problems. So let's take a look very quickly, just as a reminder of what the Bible says, and particularly the book of Proverbs. And I invite you to go to chapter 19, first of all. Proverbs 19, verses 11 and 12. Proverbs 19, 11 and 12. Now, how many of you believe this is God's infallible word, what I'm about to read? Say amen. All right. Verse 11, Proverbs 19:11, the discretion, or the wiser choice and the spiritual choice and the right choice of a man or a woman does what? Deferreth his or her anger. And it is his glory, it is our glory to pass over a transgression. It is our glory to pass over transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. Now look at Proverbs 15 and 18. Proverbs 15 and 18. One strong verse. A wrathful man, and again, that's a generic type term. It's talking about people. A wrathful man stirreth up strife. A wrathful person stirs up strife. But he that is slow, S-L-O-W, slow to anger, appeaseth strife, stops it before it ever gets started, because they are slow to anger. Proverbs 25 and verse 8. Proverbs 25:8, another strong verse about it. And these are just a few, but he says, go not forth hastily to strive. Don't lose your temper and get in a feud or a fuss with somebody. Don't do it hastily. Don't go forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end. You can stir up a hornet's nest and you don't know what to do with it. In the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Many times that's the end result of it, is when we lose our temper, that takes place. Whenever you, as a Christian, as a believer, as a person, get angry, I can promise you, according to the authority of the Word of God, you can lose a lot. When you're quick-tempered and easy to be agitated, and easy to be ruffled, easy to be jostled, then a lot of damage can come to you. And when that happens, the Bible verifies it, there's a lot to be lost. And there's a lot of loss that comes during those times. Sometimes People lose their jobs because of that. And their family suffers because they have that kind of attitude and temperament. Sometimes you lose your friends because of it. And that's sad, isn't it, when Christians lose friends and friendships because somebody is quick-tempered and is quick to be overly sensitive about something that might have happened to them, something that might have been said or done, that kind of damage. Sometimes it's the children that are hurt. You know that? I have seen people get mad and bitter at other people and drop out of church and watch those families over a period of time, and I want to tell you, the story is never good. It's never good. They get mad at somebody or mad about something, and then they either get out of church or they go to another church all mad and stirred up, and they're not really too happy there sometimes. Sometimes it is your mate that is destroyed and hurt because of anger. Some men do a lot of damage to their wives because they are hot-tempered and angry and quick to fly off the handle. Conversely, some women are just as bad. Amen, men? Come on, men, help me out a little bit. Don't leave me up here hanging like that, like a criminal on a tree with a noose around my neck. No. You know it's true that sometimes one mate or the other mate who has a tendency to that can really do some damage and can hurt that relationship, and that's never good. A lot of people, the anger that they have hurts their health. Do you know that a lot of the diseases and problems people have tonight in our independent Baptist churches are people that have those problems because they have not dealt with anger? They are harboring anger, or they are still mad at somebody about something. And I can tell you another thing it destroys, it really hurts, and that's your testimony. Yes. And boy, that one, of all of them, I would say, they all are weighty. But if there's any that's more weighty, it would be this. If you're a hot-tempered person who is easy to get out of sorts and easy to be ruffled, and you lose your temper quickly, your testimony is really hurt for the cause of Christ because of that. And God is not pleased. There's nothing more debilitating to your Christian testimony than to be a person who loses your temper or flies off the handle. Now, here's what we need to do. Number one, confess our anger. Confess our anger. Many people, listen to this now, many people repress their anger. They do not confess their anger. Confession is seeing it like God sees it, admitting what God says, and dealing with it like God says it needs to be dealt with. If we repress our anger rather than confess it, then you can have all kinds of damage because we do not get it out and get it confessed to the Lord. And you might say that you're not angry, and you might say to in your own disposition, in your own life, that you are not going to let that anger affect you, but I'll tell you, it'll go straight to your stomach many times. That's exactly where it goes. When we get angry, it affects us, and somebody has said your stomach will keep score of your anger, and I believe that. So the first thing you've got to do, the first thing we all have to do as believers, is we have to control, in order to control our anger, we have to confess it to the Lord. Confess it. Confess our anger. Tell Him. Say to God something like this: there's something moving in me I don't like. And God, I need for You to take control of that. I need to yield that to You. I need You to prevent me from acting that way and acting unrighteously. We need to confess that anger is a sin. Now, if we repress anger, it's very much like putting a fire in a wastebasket and sticking it in a closet. And one of two things is going to happen. It'll burn out and still do a little damage, or it'll set the house on fire. One thing or the other. And when we have that anger, whatever it's about, whomever it is directed toward, it's very much like doing that and setting it ablaze and letting it have the potential of getting out of control. That's what it is. It'll burn itself out or it'll burn the house down. Now, if you want to get control of it, and you can, right? We dealt with that this morning. There's no excuse for somebody who has a hot temper and a very sensitive spirit who blows off the handle and really gets mad, flies off the handle, really gets mad and blows their stack over any little thing that comes along. But if you're going to have control, the first thing you need to do is open the closet door and say, God, there it is. I admit that it's there. Please, God, put out the fire. We have anger against mates. We have anger against parents sometimes. We have anger against relatives sometimes. We have anger against bosses sometimes. We have anger against church workers sometimes. We have a lot of anger. And what we need to do is say, God, there it is. There's the fire. There's the problem. Now, God, I want you to put out the fire. Confess our anger. Secondly, consider our anger. Confess our anger and consider our anger. When you take a step backward from your anger, and you begin to seek understanding from the Lord, I believe that God will show you the answer. When we really want to do something about it, and we'll step back and we really want the victory, as I was talking about this morning, it is important, very important, to analyze the source of your anger so that you don't go off half-cocked and get out of control. Know what the source of your anger is. Psalm 4:4. Jot that down and look it up. And I'll just read it to you now. Stand in awe and sin not. Sin, S-I-N. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Deal with it. Think about it. And consider what anger really is. Now, seek God's face in the matter, and God says, if you'll seek my face, I will show you the way. With every temptation, there's a way of escape. We need to go to the Lord and ask him and let him show us in his word. And then in Psalm 32:8, he says this. If we'll do that and we're serious about it and we admit it as sin and we confess that, confess our anger, then he says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I, God, will instruct you. I'll be your teacher. I will guide thee with mine eye. What a promise from God in Psalm 32 and verse 8. God promises he'll do that for us. Now, we don't need to look around at the world and analyze our situation. Look around and say, well, now how's everybody else handling this deal? People that are unsaved are not going to handle it. They're supposed to handle it in a way that unsaved people, you expect that, but people who are saved, you expect more out of us. God expects more out of us. And God has a right for his children to expect each other to not be overly sensitive and to lose their cool, and to be hair-triggered as far as their temperament. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be like them. Come ye out and be ye separate, saith the Lord. God says you are a peculiar people. That doesn't mean you got to be odd as all get out, but you are different. You are my special treasure. You are my segula, is the word. You belong to me. And as my child, there should be a difference in your life. And that's true, isn't it? Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to do a lot of mind renewing sometimes, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Is it God's will for you to lose your temper, to have a hair trigger temperament and that type thing? No. Is it God's will for you to be angry and stay angry and just let it boil and seethe until it destroys something around you or something in you or maybe even both? No, that's not God's will. So here's the third thing we need to do. Control your anger. Control your anger. What should we do? Confess it, consider it, and then by God's holy grace, control your anger. Control it. Now, are you ready? Are we ready to work on controlling our anger? I hear somebody say, "Preacher, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but I just cannot control my anger." That's not true. Here you are at home, husband and wife. I mean, you're fussing and fighting and caring. You would never do that, would you? Never. Because you're so henpecked. Never mind. You roost on the end of your bed at night. No, never mind. But seriously, we fuss and we get into these sometimes confrontations. You say you cannot control your anger. And now we have caller ID. Amen. I left my phone somewhere else. We have a caller ID and we pick up the phone and we've been fussing and carrying on. And it says, "Pastor Wade." We go, "Hello? Hi, Pastor. You having a good day?" "Yes, we are. We're having a great day." "You tell me you can't control your anger. You just did it, didn't you? You know why you're laughing? You know it's true. We all know it's true. You say, I cannot control my anger. I say, oh, yes, you can. And it's not just self-control. It's not just the power of positive thinking. It's deeper than that. It's being saved and knowing that God is in charge of your life. You can do it. You can turn it on. You can turn it off. It's just a matter of choice. Proverbs 29:11, a fool uttereth all his mind. You ever been around somebody like that? They just want to tell you everything they know for about one solid hour. I didn't say this. I'm just quoting someone that's a greater and higher power than me, named God, and he says, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. In other words, fools will spout off anything and everything, but a wise man will choose to control his tongue. A wise woman will choose to control their tongue for the glory of God, for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there it is. What do? 1, we confess. We confess it. 2, we consider the whole deal. And then we control. Now, I cannot guarantee you tonight that you won't struggle with anger some more in your life, and all of us will. You see, the devil tempts us in all kinds of ways. And when I say the devil tempts us, most people think sex. First thing comes to their mind usually, sex or relationship or something like that. Listen, the devil tempts you in all kinds of ways. And one of those ways is this way. And he tempts us to be convinced that we cannot control our anger, that we no longer are able to do that, and we just have to try to excuse it away. I don't guarantee that you won't have any more times, but I guarantee you that there is a way that we can learn to mature in the Lord, and we can come to the place that we control our anger through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And we have to get down to the basics. And when we get down to the basics, the Word of God, and here it is right here, if we just let this thing called God's Holy Word speak to our hearts, like all these verses in Proverbs, they were not just put there to fill up space. They were put there to be familiar with, to know, at least know what God says about being a hot-tempered, hair-trigger-type Christian who loses their temper and is overly sensitive about everything that's said or what happens to them or if they got mistreated or so on and so forth. Hey, those are signs of an immature Christian. And lost people too. We need to be people that are controlled by the Holy Spirit of God. Let's stand, please. Our heads are bowed. Heavenly Father, I know that because we have an enemy who fights us, and because we're tempted many times because of pride and various other things that are equally as sinful, that we have a tendency, especially because of pride, to get even, to be easily offended, and to have a hot temper, quick temper, or at least anger, if not even a quick temper. It may not be something that we deal with. It may be something that instead of confessing, we hide it somewhere in our hearts. We don't really deal with it. We repress it, whatever it may be. Some of these folks here have been hurt by their mother, hurt by their stepfather, or their daddy, or somebody. Some have been hurt by others. Some have been hurt by other people in this church. Some have been hurt because of situations in their life that they really don't like. God, help us to grow up and to make some determinations in our lives that by your grace, we're going to be different from unsaved people. We're going to be controlled not by the flesh and not by the devil, but as we want victory in other areas of our life, we're going to have victory in this area of our life too. And I'm sure, God, that many of us need that help tonight. I pray that if there's somebody here without Christ, they may be angry at you. They may not understand. They may not think you're fair. They may be bitter toward you. But, oh God, help them tonight to lay that down and come to the cross and be born again, be saved. Father, I pray that they would also realize, even if there's no anger or bitterness, that the only way they'll ever overcome these kinds of things that are so much representative of the unsaved in the flesh is through the Holy Spirit of God, who only indwells the believers. We pray and ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen.